Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I've often said about Open House, if we're covering the full spectrum of life, faith and culture in Australia, how can we ignore sport? You'll remember a few weeks back we spoke to NRL player Jared Hayne. Now it's the AFL's turn. Season kicks off this week with 18 teams competing for the coveted premiership. Geelong took the title last year. Maybe a Sydney team will win it this year. Sacrilege. Mark Seeby plays forward for the Sydney Swans, and he comes to it all also within a framework of Christian faith. And I'm so glad to say that Mark joins us to talk about footy and faith. Mark, welcome to Open House.
No, Lee, thanks for having me on here.
Great to have you here. First of all, how's the 2012 season shaping up for the Swans?
Really looking really good. We've had a lot of players have been fit and healthy, so they've completed a lot of the pre-season. So at this stage, we've just got our full strength side ready to go. So I think in terms of that, it's looking really good. But now we've also got a good balance of forward mids and backs across our whole team with a lot of depth in there too. So yeah, this year, we made the finals last year, and I think this year we can improve on that and hopefully start looking sort of top four spots in the league.
Good luck with that one. What do you guys do in the off-season? How long does that last for?
Yes, we get about a minimum of 8 weeks off. So a lot of the boys like to head off around the world and travel and take all that time off to refresh, so that our bodies get a fair battering over the year. So everyone likes to take the time to refresh. I'm originally from Perth, so I like to take my wife, and I've got a young daughter, so we like to head over there and spend a bit of time there with family as well. But I always try to chuck in a little relaxing sort of holiday in there somewhere.
Good luck, I'm sure you. After all the battering you guys get, I'm sure you deserve it. So you mentioned Perth, West Coast Eagles, that's where you started your professional career.
Yep.
Let me take you back. Do the same as I did with Jared. Your very first Aussie Rules team as a kid.
Very first team. Well, I actually grew up in sort of country, Western Australia. So my hometown was called the Muckenbooden Rams. That was my home football team. So I grew up playing with them, and I think there was only six teams in our competition at that stage. So you got to play everyone pretty regularly, but just good fun playing juniors. They used to have a section that was just for, I think it was the younger kids, and the older kids used to play sort of in the rest of the field. So I started off where you'd play in about a 50-metre arc. That was about all you're allowed to play in at the early stages, because we couldn't kick the ball that far. So, that's how it started for me, and I played there through till I was about 13, 14.
And then a scout spotted you?
Yes, I suppose you could say that. I went to school. I went to Perth for schooling. Went to a private school in Perth to further education there, and I think from there just got involved in the school football side, and then sort of some state representative sides, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And fortunately enough, I was drafted.
I'm sure you remember your first professional match. Where was that?
Definitely. I was very fortunate that it was in Perth. I got to play a home game for the West Coast Eagles. So. Got to have my mum and dad there and other family as well. And I was fortunate enough to actually sneak a goal through too in that game. So that was a pretty big highlight at that stage. So that was a good game.
What was it like bursting through, no doubt, the banner that we all know well for that first time, that first game?
A feeling you can't really describe. I think for me, following AFL and particularly the West Coast Eagles, and to be able to play for them at the professional stage was just—it's a bit surreal. You can't believe it actually happening when you start, like I said, that build up towards the game and running through the banner. But when the game starts, I find you just start playing the game, and all the emotion kind of gets pushed aside, and you just focused on what you were doing. But definitely, the build up a very surreal experience.
You mentioned injuries before, and it's such a feature of the modern explosive game, whether it's AFL or NRL.
Yep.
You've had quite a few throughout your career.
Well, mate, I was pretty blessed for the first probably 8 years of my career. I didn't have too many at all, but unfortunately, since actually coming to Sydney, I've had a lot of ankle trouble. Broke my ankle in one game, and had to have a few operations on that to fix and get it right. But I came through last year unscathed through injury, and this year is looking good too. So
that's good.
Apart from a bit of maintenance on my dodgy ankle, I'm feeling really good at the moment.
Tell us what it's like to go through those sometimes months of rehabilitation when you just bursting to get out.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was. I mean, I missed pretty much a year of AFL because of my ankle, and it was tough. Especially, I think I'd just come to the Sydney Swans, was a new club. I was really looking forward to making a good impression there, and I only got a few games to sort of try that, and then the rest of the season was gone. So it was the first month definitely very hard, and sort of, when am I going to come back? Am I going to come back? But I think once you sort of, I got into the rehab side of things and, you know, started making progress and probably, you know, spent more time around with the guys too and feeling more comfortable at the footy club, it just became my focus just to try to get fit and try to get healthy again. I still actually had, you know, plans to make it back that year, and unfortunately I couldn't. I just couldn't get my ankle right. But yeah, I think once you get into your rehab and you've got a goal or a focus, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, because it's not just a game. I mean, the game is one thing and it's huge, but it's also your job.
At this professional level, yeah, we've and it's a very short career too in terms of a job. You know, I think the average is 5 years for an AFL player, so it's very brief. So yeah, if you get the chance, you got to make the most of it. And if you're injured, you got to get your body right to get back out there and continue playing.
You stand out, as I said before, in the AFL because, one, you come to it from a framework of Christian faith, and also you let it be known. Reaction of your teammates to that?
Well, reaction to teammates has always been very positive. They've always respected my faith and my beliefs. So, yeah, they've had no real drama with it, I think. And I think we're seeing the AFL now is becoming a lot more culturally diverse. So everyone's a lot more respectful of anyone's beliefs or background. I think that's a great thing.
Was it something that you felt you had to kind of come out with?
During my younger days, I struggled with it a lot. Probably kept it a lot more hidden in myself, I think. I wasn't as probably open with it as what I was. Definitely matured in my faith and became and stronger in that. Now, you know, I really see it as the critical part of my life, so I've got no problem at all in being open with it.
What was the turning point in that process?
It was when I was about 19, 20, and it was probably more of a turning point, like I said, in my growth as a Christian that really helped me just to be proud, stand for what I believe in. I think when I was sort of growing up and those teenage years, just sort of wrestling a little bit with a few ideas and thoughts, but once I came to a firm belief and commitment in Christ, it was a lot easier to be more open with it and to stand up for what I believe in.
Do you think it gives you anything different than if you were just approaching this whole life purely as a footy player?
Yes and no, I suppose. I mean, definitely it does, because I think just in life in general, it gives me a hope of things to come, I suppose. And I know, you know, life will end, but I suppose when you look in terms of football, like I said before, is a very short career and it will end, and it's got to have something to look on to after that. And for me, I just see just football as just one probably small part of my life, really, even though it has a big impact at the time. It is only a few short years, really. So I look forward to what becomes of that, and I don't, I suppose, put all my hopes and dreams in AFL, because I do know, and I've experienced, I suppose, with a few injuries, that it can be cut short very quickly. Yes. I know that my football will finish, but there's so much more important things in life.
I often say it kind of, no matter who you are or what you do, creates a bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I said, football will, you know, I'll probably will be remembered for a part of football in my life, but I suppose that's not how I want to be remembered, you know, as purely as an AFL player, and that I'd be remembered for, like I said, more of a character sort of references and that.
You've spoken about playing footy on Good Friday.
Oh, yep.
And you disagree with that. Why is that?
From a Christian point of view, anyway, it's a really significant time that the year that we remember that Christ died for us. He gave his life, sacrificed all our sins, and for me, that's a very, very significant day, and a day that it'd be great if everyone could take time out to remember that and reflect on that time. But unfortunately, I think just the way the world and how we seem to be going is losing a bit of its significance, and I think one of the reasons, or one of the things that shows it's losing significance, when we start playing sport and then on Good Friday.
You've said previously that your faith actually means more to you than your career as a footy player. I know something of the world in which you dwell, and I think that is a huge statement to make in the all-encompassing world of elite sport.
Well, I suppose it's like I touched on before, Lee, in that football will finish, but my faith and my beliefs is what I'll carry through all my life, and that is part of who I am and part of me as a person, and something hugely more than football, I think, because footy is just a game. It's just more professionally a little bit more than a game, but it'll finish and it'll be done with. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to reach the pinnacle of football and win a premiership in 2006, but, you know, that even now seems a long time ago, and that's a very special time in my life, and, you know, one of my proudest moments as a person. It's been and gone, and, you know, I look forward to what's ahead, I suppose, and that's part of my faith is on that journey.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that particular day. I just can't imagine what a soaring, intoxicating delight that would have been.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. When that final siren went off, and you know, we won by just, it was only 1 point. So I think, and just the game in general was just such a high intense game, and yes, close game for all four quarters. And I think just the rivalry had built up between Sydney and West Coast as well just made any of those games so much more, you know, emotional and the feeling of it. But to work, I think, so hard, because I mean, to win a premiership just doesn't happen. It probably takes a few years of getting a team together, working hard over a pre-season, and you know, having being prepared or having the right team to go at it. It's just all that work, just when it all pays off, is I actually can't describe. A lot of people ask me, you know, what did it feel when you won it? And I said, well, you can't actually describe it until you actually experience something of that magnitude. It was unbelievable. Like I said, it's one of those moments in my life that's ingrained in my mind, and I'll never forget. It's very special.
How did you feel crushing West Coast into the ground with all your past?
So I think the thing these days with the way sport is going professionally, that you can't hold too many emotional feelings towards your club anymore, especially when you have to leave it.
It's a bit sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you're there, I'm 100% committed to West Coast, and now I'm 100% committed to Sydney. You have to sort of cut yourself off from that. And, you know, I still have, you know, friends there and friends also in other teams. But in terms of, you know, when it comes down to match day, it's all about business and getting the wins. Just unfortunately, sort of the way things go, I think, yeah, loyalty in professional sport around the world these days seems to be a little bit less and less.
Apart from your footy, I'm sure also within the context of your faith, your wife and beautiful baby daughter keep you very grounded in that kind of world.
Very much so, yes. No, it's... it's always a pleasure to come home and to see them and to have them bring you back down to earth, definitely, when babies need changing and feeding and helping out around the house. Elisa, my wife, has been a huge support throughout my career, and she always keeps me positive when things aren't going well. And also when I'm having a good patch, she makes sure I don't get too afraid of myself as well.
Great stuff.
So, she's been really huge support for me.
How long do you give yourself in this game, and what do you think of next then?
Truthfully, I don't know how much longer I've got in this game. It's I'm pretty much just going to take each year as it comes at this stage of my career. With the pace of the game and the speed that it's going, it seems to be getting quicker and quicker every year. We've seen last year with the substitute rule that ruckman, which is my position, weren't used as much, I suppose. I really don't know. I really hope. I mean, I feel physically I've got a good few years left in me, but like I said, I'll just get through this year and we'll reassess from there. So it's post football, I haven't thought too much about it, but I definitely know I won't be sitting behind a desk. I don't think that really does much for me. So I'll be I want to be outdoors and out in the sun.
I hope it lasts as long as it can for you.
Thanks,
such a wonderful life and so grounded with it. Mark Seeby, thank you so much for joining us, and all the best to the Swans for 2012.
No, Lee, thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.